Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show we're celebrating. Glad you're with me. Sarah Heiner's our guest, our good friend. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Sarah, tell us about Bottom Line Publications.
We interview the top experts. We provide our information in an easy-to-use, easy-to-read format, and it's actionable. What do I do about it? Not just that there's something interesting happening, mm-hmm. but what do I do about it? What does it mean to me? And that's always the challenge for people.
Every two weeks, right? It comes out, the publication.
Bottom Line Personal, twice a month. Yep. A little bit more than twice every 2 weeks,
yep.
And Bottom Line Health is monthly. And, of course, we have new stuff and exciting stuff online all the time at Bottom Line.
And the annuals, 30, 40 annual, different kinds of annuals, right?
It just keeps getting more and more.
I know.
Three annuals, a women's
three.
Annual, Health Breakthroughs, and Bottom Line Yearbook. Yeah,
and they're working on a men's annual. I'm going to keep guilting them until they do a men's annual. All right, so folks,
if men were as complicated as women, we could do a men's annual.
BottomLineInc.com, is that right?
That is correct,
all
yes.
Right. So let's move on and talk about another topic. What is a PPL? I'm sorry, no, PPI.
No, PPI.
What's a PPI?
Proton pump inhibitor. And basically
proton pump inhibitor.
Yes. So
is that like Tums?
No, that's like Nexium. Those little purple pills.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Eat the sloppy Joe, eat the meatball sandwich, and never have
heart attack. Or if I eat... Yeah. I don't get an indigestion, but lately in the last year or so, I've started having a little reflux.
Okay. Well,
Nexium is what they recommend for that, don't they?
Well, they do, except you should never take it for more than 2 weeks because
they're incredibly
dangerous. Yeah, but nobody does. So if you listen to the commercials, it sounds like...
No, I know people who take it every day.
And they're going to kill themselves.
How's it feel?
Suppressing your stomach acid in that way is one of the most dangerous things you can do for yourself. Because what happens, you need your stomach acid for two reasons. Number one, interestingly, we were just talking about germs. Stomach acid kills germs. There's germs on your food when you eat it. Stomach acid kills it. Without stomach acid, then it increases the risk of pneumonia and other illnesses because you're ingesting germs. Number two, it doesn't let you absorb your nutrients. You need stomach acid to absorb your nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't absorb your nutrients, then you get things like osteoporosis and jaw
rickets.
Necrosis.
And rickets. Don't forget rickets.
And rickets. You name it. Without acid, your body's not functioning because you can't absorb your nutrients. Increase in kidney disease, increase in fractures, increase in heart disease. You name it. These things, one of the worst things you can do to yourself.
You know what I did to replace those? I was taking those things a little bit. I didn't take a lot of them, but I took them a little bit. And then I heard some of the things you were talking about. You know what I do? I take Pepto-Bismol.
Well, that's a little tamer. But here's the interesting thing.
Is that a PPI?
It's not.
Just like chalk, right? I mean, it's just.
But you don't want, same thing, you don't want to do it every day.
No, I don't. Okay. But I'm just saying, I literally... Quit having to take the PPIs because I started doing Pepto-Bismol. It does the same thing.
It coats your stomach. It soothes it. Here's an interesting thing that people don't realize. As we get older, we actually produce less stomach acid.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, then you get some pain. But the truth of the matter is what you really need is supplemental acid, something to help you digest better, not more acid, not less.
How do you get that?
Well, a very tame way is to take something called papaya enzyme. They're tame. They're benign.
Papaya.
Papaya enzyme.
Like
you can get them anywhere. Like the fruit. You take a couple of them with your meal, and that will help you.
Why don't I just eat a papaya?
Well, you could. There's sugar in it.
Okay.
It's chewable. They taste good. Take a couple of those with your meal, and that might help you and might help many people. you could be, if you're like me, you could take the heavy duty. I take supplemental hydrochloric acid, which is basically what stomach acid is.
That sounds pretty rough.
It is rough, but you know what? I had stomach issues for years. And my doctor wanted to give me PPIs because that's their solution is suppress the symptom, right?
Right.
No, I started taking digestive enzymes, and I don't have pain anymore if I take it because I need more help. I need a little. So most people actually need more as all of us old stressed people need potentially a little bit more. Papaya enzymes, totally benign. You don't need any professional guidance on it. See if it helps. But taking these PPIs on an ongoing basis, I can't tell you more powerful.
Well, here's another thing. Don't eat your food too close to going to bed. That'll help you too. Hey,
don't do that. Don't drink too much water with your meals because you don't want to dilute your acid.
Right.
There's also we have
BottomLineInc.com. Sarah Heiner. We'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.